From Tidbits on May 23rd, 2011, this is Apple Tells Lodsess That iOS Developers Are Covered by Adam Sangst. 10 days after many iOS developers were informed by a company called Lodsess that their usage of in-app purchasing for app upgrades infringed Lodsess's patents, Apple Legal has weighed in on the matter, sending Lodsess a letter that unequivocally asserts both Apple's license of Lodsess's patents and how Apple's license covers iOS developers. In the letter, which Tidbits obtained a copy of and which Macworld has posted online, Apple General Counsel Bruce Sewell states, "Apple is undisputably licensed to these patents, and the Apple app makers are protected by that license. There is no basis for Lodsess's infringement allegations against Apple's app makers. Apple intends to share this letter and the information set out herein with its app makers and is fully prepared to defend Apple's license rights." Sewell goes on to address Lodsess's infringement contentions, which Lodsess apparently sent only to iOS developers and not to Apple. In particular, he points out how the iOS APIs, iOS devices, and App Store rely on Lodsess's patents, which Apple is expressly licensed to offer to iOS developers. That's a problem because of the doctrines of patent exhaustion and first sale, which basically state that, quote, the authorized sale of an article that substantially embodies a patent, unquote, prevents the patent holder from controlling post-sale use of the article. This was most notably addressed in the 2008 Supreme Court ruling in Quanta Computer Inc. versus LG Electronics Inc. In other words, Lodsess can't license the patents to Apple and then go after iOS developers using the Apple products and services that embody those patents. Summing up, Sewell writes, "Therefore, Apple requests that Lodsess immediately withdraw all notice letters sent to Apple app makers and cease its false assertions that the app makers' use of licensed Apple products and services in any way constitutes infringement of any Lodsess patent." Obviously, the entire situation isn't over until Lodsess says it's over, but the iOS developers I spoke with are breathing easier knowing that Apple Legal has said it will defend Apple's license rights, which include embodying licensed patents in the iOS ecosystem. Interestingly, it's possible that this is the first time Apple's heard of Lodsess. In the FOSS Patents blog, which examines patent issues with a focus on the competitiveness and free and open source software, Florian Mueller suggests that Apple's license came about because the Lodsess patents were temporarily owned by Nathan Myhrvold's Intellectual Ventures. Apple, Google, and Microsoft are all investors in Intellectual Ventures and licensees of the company's patent portfolio. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Dolly Drive. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.